fierce and fearless. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Well, I hear there could be some excitement at the movie theaters this weekend. And I can't even believe my next guest came up for air. I mean, this is a big deal. It could be all-time record-setting stuff going on at the movie theaters. But he's smeared in popcorn and butter and jujube beans. Like always, the way I like him, rolled in love. Ron Van Timmeren rolls in from Celebration Cinemas. Ron, how are you?
Steve, I'm so excited, baby.
Yeah.
Avengers Week starts tonight.
I'd love to, but I can't get a ticket.
Yes, you can. Don't listen. I'm here to dispel those rumors.
There are
still seats available for shows. Okay, some of them are sold out, especially for tonight. But I added a whole bunch of them yesterday on Tuesday, so you know there's still tickets available, dude.
I heard that 4,000 theaters sold out for tomorrow already.
But there's probably going to be 30,000 showing the movie, so it's going to be a big weekend
for Avengers
and nothing else.
Did I read this right? This is a four-hour movie?
No. See, all this misinformation, Steve. Where are you? Who are you been listening to?
Three hours
is all we got.
3 hours.
181 minutes long, yes.
All right. I haven't been listening to you. That's why I get you in here, because I'm all upset. I don't know that I can get tickets. I don't know if I can go that long without using the bathroom. I'm very upset about all of it, and you're helping me, Ron. Thank you.
I can't help you with the bathroom part. You're just going to have to go when you got to go. You know what I'm saying?
Fair enough. But I appreciate it. I might make it 3 hours. Four, no chance. But three, I might be all right. See?
Yeah, no, 4 hours is a little bit much. But
right.
Listen, we got a lot to do, Steve. There's a lot of actors to get their face time here. Over 30 A-list actors and, of course, some of the biggest Marvel characters of all time. And it's all going to come to an end. And not everybody's going to make it, Steve. And I don't know who is not going to survive.
Are you sure of that?
Huh?
Are you sure of that?
That's what I read. I'm not sure exactly. I'm not spoiling anything. That's just what I've heard. I've been trolling a little bit online, but
right.
I'm not really going to give anything away.
So, all right. So who's in this movie?
Well, okay. Do you remember what happened at the end of Infinity Wars, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
All those people got zapped by Thanos. Half of the people.
Right. Half of them are gone.
Yes, but we still have Iron Man and Black Widow, Captain America survived, Thor, Hulk, Captain Marvel joins.
But Spider-Man.
This time, Hawkeye, Ant-Man, even Rocket, thank goodness the raccoon survived.
But Spider-Man.
He's gone.
I know.
And so now can the leftover heroes save the universe, or how are they going to do this? How are they going to fix this? I just got to find out.
Yeah, we got to find out. So the list is, let's see, Brie Larson, Scarlett Johansson, Paul Rudd, Robert Downey Jr., I mean, Mark Ruffalo. It just goes on and on and on.
I know it. And then your list doesn't even include actors like Robert Redford and Michael Douglas. And those guys have been part of the Avengers series and other Marvel comic movies. So it's going to be fun just to watch who shows up and how they're going to get their screen time. But I'll tell you what, 96% fresh on RottenTomatoes.com, certified fresh, I should say. Critics are loving it and saying it's got everything you want out of a superhero movie and then some.
How do they pay these people?
I have no idea.
No, seriously. I mean, if you got that many A-listers, I mean, they all want a bazillion dollars, and there's like 100 of them. Good Lord, how do you pay them?
You know, a lot of them ended up with back-end deals. I mean, Robert Downey Jr. has gotten filthy rich off of his participation deals, okay?
Yeah.
So I think they all got a piece of the pie or a T-shirt or a hat. I don't know. Everybody wants to be involved in these movies, it seems, because they all work worldwide. I mean, people are talking, Steve, that this could be the first $1 billion worldwide box office weekend in history. Already did $100 million first day in China. It's well on its way.
Yeah. So the next movie will be Avengers Filthy Rich.
But listen, they are going to close the door on some of these characters, and you may never see them again. Wait a minute. You'll see some of them again for sure.
Yeah.
I know they're
never to be seen again.
For Marvel Comics.
But wait. All right. So if people want to see it, do they need to buy tickets? Now, if they want to see this, what is your recommendation? Give me some help here.
Good heavens, please download that app.
There you go.
Buy your tickets online at CelebrationCinema.com and reserve your seat in advance. And I'm telling you, there are still some tickets for tonight's shows, even for the Getty Drive-In in Muskegon if you want to go see it there.
Wow. Yeah. Going old school. I love it.
I know. And so, the IMAX tickets are going to be hard to find, okay? Those are pretty well sold out for the weekend, so you might start buying for next week or next weekend on the big, big screen on the IMAX. But there's still seats available for shows all weekend long, dude.
There you go. Avengers Endgame, 2D, 3D, D-Box, IMAX, 2D and 3D, all of that happy stuff just for you. You get it on the app with Celebration. Good Lord. And if you don't do it, what are you, a loser if you don't go see the movie? I mean, everybody's doing it. The cool kids are all doing it, right?
You've got to be one of the cool kids. I know you are, Steve.
You got it. I'll be there. I'll be checking it out for you. Avengers, it is the end game. No. It's just the end of the beginning, as they say. Ron, where will we find you?
Hey, man, we'll see you at the movies.
And I guess he'll be watching Avengers End Game because that's pretty much the only game in a billion. That's with a B, $1 billion. Box office for the weekend. Can you imagine? They're already $100 million in. Is that what he just said? In China? And, okay. Where did that go? Here it is. I was looking for this right here. By the way, if you want to go to the movies and afford it and love it, well, then maybe you should start building Michigan's future and yours today. You do that with MichiganConstruction.com. Right now, there are great companies with great jobs looking for great people just like you. Now, pay could start at $15 an hour, but it could be $20 or $25 or $30, maybe more. It depends on your experience and where you end up. But there are great jobs out there, so don't wait. Start today. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the MichiganConstruction.com banner, and you can get rolling. Remember, there are also great training programs available if you're trying to learn something new. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the MichiganConstruction.com banner. Also, make sure you check out the sexiest job of the week. That's the sexiest job of the week. It's all at stevegruber.com. We'll be right back.